Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today, Susan Sturgill with the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center. And we're talking about the movie Unplanned, which, by the way, you can see for free. And you can see it for free this evening, as a matter of fact, at the Liberty Theater in downtown North Wilkesboro. The movie Unplanned, about Abby Johnson, who worked for Planned Parenthood, who was a director of an abortion clinic. And she came out of that and gives us her testimony and shares with us truth about what abortion really is, truth about what Planned Parenthood really is. And so important that you see the movie Unplanned. And again, you can see it for free in North Wilkesboro for a little over a week. And Susan Sturgill, so good to have you with us on the program today.
Thank you, Angela, as always.
Now, as I understand it, many churches have come together through the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center so that people can see this movie for free.
The Liberty Theater has been great to work with us for special pricing for the seats. But we had to be able to demonstrate to them that we would be able to pay so much money that would warrant them bringing this theater, this movie, to another theater here in town when it had already been at the Two Rivers. And so churches said, yes, we want it. We want this information here. We want people to be able to come, and we want them to be able to come for free. We don't want there to be any reason for people not to come see this, because this is truth like we have not seen before. And I think as Christians, we have got to be ready to receive truth, and that's what this is. And so these churches have come together and said, well, we'll pay for a viewing, and we'll pay for a viewing. And I've had lots of churches that have done that, and so we have every bit of it covered right now.
Now, it seems to me that we have taken a very callous view in our nation, especially recently, Susan, concerning abortion.
Yes.
Some states, such as New York and a few others, have decided that they're going to allow abortion all the way through, well, all the way through the end of the pregnancy, all the way into the birth canal, the child can be aborted. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, and they're wanting to add the infanticide now.
Yeah, whether if the child is born through an abortion, it lives through the abortion, then they're just going to go ahead and kill it anyway.
Well, and that's what our governor signed. He vetoed a bill that would prohibit that. So in essence, he has said, if a woman is going through an abortion and that baby is born alive, they can do nothing to save that baby's life. That baby has to die.
Again, and we've mentioned this before, we don't treat animals this bad. It's illegal.
No, we don't.
It's illegal to treat animals with the same cruelty that we treat our own babies.
Well, you know, in the very beginning, under the first child abuse cases, were charged and tried using animal cruelty laws. That was the very first attempt to be able to see an end come to child abuse, but there were no child protection laws, so they had to use animal cruelty laws.
Unreal.
It is unreal.
Now, thankfully, there are some states, I think Ohio and Kentucky and Georgia,
and
some other states have passed bills where they're actually saying if there's a heartbeat detected that you cannot have an abortion.
Right. The heart starts beating at about day 21. For ultrasound, you really aren't going to be able to pick it up a whole lot better. It depends on the sensitivity of your ultrasound. Ours, for us, the earliest would probably be past 6 weeks, closer to 8 weeks, just simply because we actually don't get it from the baby's heart. We get it from the umbilical cord, just because it's so sound waves, and you want to do everything you can to protect that baby in there. So we will get ours from the umbilical cord.
Well, we want to protect the baby, but there are many who do not. In fact, I think the governor of New York said that he considered the baby to have no rights.
I know. Well, that's true. Well, that baby can't vote. Not at that point in time.
Oh, how callous is that?
Well, I know. Yes. And it's sad. It's where we have gotten in our country. And that is really, really sad. The one thing about this movie that is so very powerful is that as we sit and watch it, it pulls back this curtain on what is happening at Planned Parenthood. I spoke to a woman the other day who was telling me about a woman that she knew who was very supportive of Planned Parenthood, believing that they do things to help pregnant women. The only thing Planned Parenthood does to help pregnant women is to give them an abortion. That's it. They do not offer prenatal vitamins. They will not do an ultrasound if she is planning to carry to term. They will not make her an appointment to see a doctor just to check things out, and they will do nothing to help meet the needs that she's going to have for that child. In other words, if she doesn't get help from somewhere else, it will not come from Planned Parenthood. And that is what is so alarming to me.
I know that the speaker we had at the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center fundraising dinner back in October, he said, ironically, the organization that proclaims to be the organization of choice gives you no choice at all. It's
That's
actually
right.
The pregnancy care centers, are which you are, that offer the many choices.
That's exactly right. Because we don't, our heart is for her to choose life for her baby. It is still her choice. What we seek to do is to educate her, to give her good, valuable information so that this choice she makes, she can then live with.
And you provide prenatal vitamins,
yes.
And there's a nurse there that works and does ultrasounds and different
yes.
things. And we're hoping to expand the services there at the Pregnancy Center. Is that right?
Yes. This fall, we're wanting to add STI testing for two of the STIs that are rather at epidemic levels here in North Carolina and Wilkes County, and that is for chlamydia and gonorrhea. One of the things that research has shown is that even though the numbers of cases are going up, a lot of that can be contributed to the fact that more people are being tested than what were before. So if you have someone who has an STI and they are not being tested and they are sexually active, they're out there actively spreading the disease, and so more people become infected. Once they're tested and know and can receive treatment, then the infection can be ridden, and that way then they're not, even if they still choose to be promiscuous, they're not going to be spreading the disease, not like it is right now.
All right. Now, back to the abortion issue and
yes.
unplanned, the movie, and all these churches that have come together. I think you said 18 churches have come
yes.
together to provide the means for this movie to be shown.
18 churches and individuals. We've had individuals that have stepped up and said, I want to be a part of this. And they have pulled money out of their pockets so that people can go see this movie free.
And it is being presented at the Liberty Theater in
yes.
North Wilkesboro. And do you have
yes.
some dates and times that they can
yes.
go see this movie?
Yeah, so right now we are, what, the 29th? So Monday?
No, it's the 30th.
No, we're the 30th. Oh, goodness. So all this week through Thursday, there's one showing, and that's at 6:30 every evening. They can go in. Now, we're not providing popcorn. They can buy their own popcorn, but it is free for them to go in and see the movie. Friday, there are two showings, 4 o'clock and 6:30. On Saturday, there are three showings, 1:30, 4 o'clock, and 6:30, and those are the same showings on Sunday. And then again, next week, we'll have Monday through Wednesday, will be a 6:30 showing those three evenings.
All right, and so this is being shown through the 8th of May, so you have from tomorrow through next Wednesday to see this movie.
That's right.
So important that people see this.
They will be changed.
So, Susan, I want you to say to someone who's on the fence about seeing this movie or not, and by the way, this movie is hard to watch. I will tell you that. And don't take small children with you to see
no.
this. I think it's important.
It's rated R for a reason, and that reason has more to do with the graphic nature within the first 5 minutes that's involving abortion. You know, you think of it in terms of like when you went to see The Passion of the Christ. It was graphic and it was brutal, but that's the truth, and so is this.
All right, so it is a Christian-based film, Christian-based
yes.
movie.
Yes.
But to be perfectly honest, Hollywood would rather you not go see this movie because
That's right.
of the subject matter, and that it does present truth and does present Planned Parenthood as a business, and they're not providing women's health care. But if you're talking to someone who's maybe, they don't know if they should see this movie or not, or they're one of those who say, well, you know, I'm not for abortion, but I believe in a woman's right to choose. What would you say to them about seeing this movie today?
Go see it. It won't cost them anything but a little bit of time. Even the abortionist in the movie was a literal abortionist in real life, and he has attested to the fact that everything that you see in this movie is factual. And so from someone who has done abortions for, he reported over 1,200 abortions and 100 late-term abortions. And he said, everything that you see is factual. You want to know. You need to know. You need to go see this movie.
So the man that plays the abortion doctor in the movie,
yes,
Unplanned, that portrays that role, he actually was an abortion,
yes,
doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Levitino. I have posted his interview out there on our Facebook page and invite anyone to go out there and look at it and repost it. Yeah, he speaks very much in there about how this came about. He's not an actor, but you wouldn't know it when you watch the movie. But he did attest to everything that happened there and how it happened. And it's just, you know, truth is very hard to hide. You can call it something else if you want to, but it doesn't change the fact that it's truth.
Yes, but we've done that for so long.
Yes, we have.
We've done that with everything. We've done that with God. We've done that with heaven and hell. And I use this example all the time that you don't have to choose to believe in heaven or hell, but that will not change the fact that they actually exist.
That's exactly right.
I've never been to Australia, so I can't personally attest to the fact that Australia exists. I could stand up here for the next 10 minutes and explain to you how Australia doesn't exist, but that won't change the fact that it does.
That's exactly right. So very true, Angela, and that's the same with this. I think as Christian men and women, we owe it to ourselves, to our community, to our church family, to our own family, to be able to go and see this movie and know firsthand what has happened. Why did Abby choose what she did, and why did she turn away, and what opposition did she face when she did? This is a very powerful movie, and if it doesn't stir your heart, then you might need to have a heart checkup.
And by the way, Abby Johnson was raised in a Christian home.
Yes, she was. And her Christian parents opposed her even working for Planned Parenthood.
But this shows you the deception and how you,
yes,
can get a partial truth or a half-truth and,
yes,
be led away. Same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden is still happening today. But it's a wonderful testimony. And again, we need to take the blinders off and realize what is going on around us.
That's exactly right.
And what
so
we,
true.
And that we need to do something other than wring our hands and say somebody needs to do something. We're the somebody.
Well, this is an opportunity for us to start. Knowledge is power. But we want to make sure that our knowledge is seated in truth.
And you can get truth from the movie Unplanned, and you can see it for free, courtesy of the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center, individuals,
and local churches
right, mm-hmm, that have made this possible. This evening through next Wednesday, lots of dates and times when you can go see it. Again, is there a website where they can get the information on the movie times?
Yes, they can actually go to the Liberty, and they'll find the movie times posted there. And we have put all this information out on our Facebook page as well and our website.
All right, so check out the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center website, Facebook page, or the Liberty Theater
website. Or even call us. Yep, that's right.
And get the times. Go see this movie. It's very important to see. It does contain a lot of truth. It is hard to watch. But again, it's very important for us to face,
yes,
the truth. Susan Sturgill with the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center. Thank you, dear, for being with us today.
Thank you, Angela, as always.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more great Southern Gospel.